met anyone or someone in your life that every time you have an interaction with them, they give you these words or they say these things that are just the perfect words and these things that you needed to hear at that exact moment? You may have been grappling with some challenge and you meet this person and this person just says everything that you needed to hear to validate a direction, or they give you some clarity that you might not have previously had. Well, I met one of these people maybe about, 5 years ago. And at the time that I met this person, I didn't know how the interaction would unfold. It was somebody I'd met in relation to the work that I do with Watt. And he's an older gentleman, we'll say. And at the very beginning, it was purely a work relationship. And then, over the years, it evolved into, I would say, a mentorship type of relationship. And recently, we were celebrating or honoring this person as they move through a career change. And I was, first of all, honored to be invited to the event. But at the event, there's a room full of people that are waxing eloquent about this person. And what I realized is, it wasn't unique to me. And, sometimes our ego gets in the way and we think that it's only us, but no, I mean, everybody was talking about the exact same experience that they'd had with this person and, the wisdom and the guidance and just how he's so humble. And I mean, this is a pretty successful individual, but so relatable and so human with all the successes that he's achieved to this point in his life. So, but he said four things, when he was, addressing the folks in the room and, extending gratitude for everyone being there and, whatnot. He'd said, he's lived his life by four things. And I wrote these four things down because they're really, really simple. And I thought, what a great rule book to live life by. But the first thing he said is manage yourself. And he said, managing yourself means taking care of those very basic things that you need in life, which are sleep, eat, exercise, pray, meditate, whatever it is that you need in a spiritual sense. But first things first, manage yourself. Make sure that you do the things that you need to do in order to be like, have those really basic things in life kind of taken care of. And then he said, the second thing that you need to do is manage your work. Do it and do it well. And actually he said it so emphatically. He was like, don't fuck up. So in other words, what he was saying is like, kind of honor your word. Like if there's something that you need to do at work, do it and do it well. No excuses, just get it done. And do it to the very, very best of your abilities and honor your commitments within that. So if you tell somebody, I'm going to get it done by such and such a day, do that. And if you can't do that, then communicate it and clearly in advance and ask for help within that. So utilize the resources that are around you in order to help you manage your work and managing it very well. The third thing he said was manage your relationships. None of us get to the top by ourselves. And so this was really, really evident in, the way that his colleagues and his staff talked about how he treated everybody the same. It didn't matter if you were the cleaner in the building, the security guard in the building. It didn't matter if you were a board director, if you were a fellow CEO, if you were a CTO. It did not matter to this man. He treated everybody with the same grace and, the same kindness. And those relationships don't just mean your work relationships. They're your personal relationships, your spouse, your children, your parents, your siblings, your friends, all of those relationships. And ultimately, as I said, we can't get where it is we desire to go without other people in our lives to help us get there. So treat the people in your life well, and it will be reflected back to you. And then the last thing that he said, which is my favorite, is pursue continuous improvement. And again, this was very evident in what everybody was saying on this day, because everybody would talk about how intelligent he is and how much he likes to read and how he's always learning and, you know, all these things. And one thing that I often say is, you know, if you're not learning, you're dying. And if we approach this experience on a daily basis with the idea, and this one came to me randomly a few months ago, but every interaction is an opportunity to either teach or learn. So if I'm not teaching you something, what am I learning from you or from the experience? And I think often if we approach every single experience in that way, where we are either teaching or we are learning, then we can drop some of the barriers in an experience and really open up to what we're supposed to either teach or learn. So it was so well and succinctly put together and really quite easy to digest that I said, you know what, I got to share this, because this is like some juicy info, a juicy nugget, as I like to call it. So I'm so happy. I've asked him a few times. I said, can you please be a guest on my podcast? I love talking to you. I would love for you to be a guest, and he has agreed. So stay tuned, and I hope you enjoy the wisdom that he shares as much as I do. He is one of my favorite people that I have met in Nigeria, and I cannot wait to share the experience with you. So that's it. That's all that I wanted to share today. Short and sweet and to the point. So until next time, please take care of yourselves.